Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome, Saturday, August. The ocean's changing. The weather's changing. It's that late summer feeling. Many of you are on vacation, that blessed part of the year where you get a chance to relax. Hopefully you are relaxing. You know, one of the central claims behind this show is that we don't know how to relax. We know how to have leisure. We know how to have self-indulgence. We know how to take a vacation. We know how to travel. We know how to change the pace. But we don't really understand what it is to relax. It's so easy, but it's so hard to embrace the fact that without that, whatever you think you're doing in whatever you call a healing, cure for a disease, resolution of a symptom, that outcome you desire off years of playing around with some problem with your health that you just can't put your finger on, that you haven't found a solution to, that the single most important thing you can do is make every day a vacation day. And what I really mean is learn to relax. This is something we have forgotten how to do. And many of us never learn how to do it. Do you ever hear of gestational anxiety? Gestational anxiety. That means after the sperm met the egg and mommy spent 9 months brooding you, this is before you were born. You were in the womb. You were in the uterus. You were receiving life force, nutrient, through the placenta. While you were in there, you were in a state of panic. Look up the name Bernard Bail. Bernard, B-A-I-L. Bernard Bail, genius, psychiatrist, medical doctor, World War II veteran. I think Dr. Bail is 95, 96, still in practice, closed practice. At 60 years old, Bernard Bail was done with medicine. He had been a psychiatrist for many years, and at 60, he had decided his life was a failure. A failure in the sense of he felt useless at what he did as a psychiatrist. And out of that moment and that pain came an illumination. An illumination. And that illumination was to realize that your psychology, that Freudian thing, that what makes you who you are, that psychology spends so much and psychiatry spends so much time focused upon, doesn't begin when you're born. It begins after conception. It begins the day the sperm meets the egg. You know, two cells, 4 cells, 8 cells, 16 cells. That phase, Bail realized, was the beginning of you. So that the first 9 months, he speculated, were ultimately, in the end, in hindsight, way more important than the next 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. That was earth-shattering news. That was an insight. Look him up, Bernard Bail, psychiatrist. Somewhere in Beverly Hills, he still is. And this, for many people, is why they will never know what it's like to relax. They can do whatever they want. Until they start to understand where it begins, they're not going anywhere. Now, the relationship to your brain tumor, the relationship to your knee pain, the relationship to your infection that will never go away, the relationship to your health is massive when your anxiety, your imbalance originated in gestation. That's a lot of people. That's more people than you can imagine. This is something that should be part of our vernacular, meaning our language. You talk to people and you say, how were you born? And they go, what do you mean? Well, what condition was your mom in? How was the birth? What was going on while she gestated? We don't even have this language. And yet people meander in all phases of dis-ease, symptomatic and fulminant disease. They meander on all that arc of disease with no concept of what those 9 months were like. That's an assignment. That's an assignment for you. You got to go back in the records, and you can do it. Talk to the loved ones that are surviving. Your sister, your brother, your older sister and brother. Maybe your parents are still around. Maybe you recall stories when you were a child about what was going on. Certainly, what was that relationship like between your mother and your father? Was it stressed? Oh, no, not me. I didn't have a stressful gestation. My mother and father, they were married 50, 60, 70 years. Can't put my finger on it. Oh, yeah, but then again, my mother in later years did point out that she had been sick of your dad's verbal abuse. All he had to do was give her a look and she crawled under a rock. Yeah, she was constipated, come to think of it. Never really spoke up much around my dad. Oh, yeah, there was that time every month where she was bleeding. I wouldn't know about it because I was just a little kid, but Mom just lied there for 4 days, motionless from pain. Oh, yeah, and occasionally she did blow her stack, and then you had to run under a rock when Mom, which she never did, but when she did. You see, it goes like that. You see, your memory can be just peachy keen, but say, like, in this case, your mom's been eating it. You know? She's been walking on eggshells your whole life. And when you were gestating, your mom was eating it too. She was being shut down, put down. This isn't the women's show. It isn't Mother's Day. But there's one example. Here, let me flip the coin on you. Dad. Oh, yeah, Dad. He was a sweet drunk. He was a nice drunk. Mom used to, you know, he was just so perfect, but he did have this drinking thing. He liked on the weekends, which started Thursday, to party a little bit too much. He was a happy guy. But I always got this feeling later on as a teenager, Dad was sad. Guess what? That started long before you noticed it. That pattern was something you were swallowing long before you were conscious of it. Dad was passing on his sorrow to you. And you were drinking it. You were drinking it in the womb. Maybe your birth made Dad anxious. Maybe it made him sad. Maybe the fact that he found out that you were on the way, for as much as he loved it, for as much as he gave glory to God, for as much as he loved your mother, he was so sad because he couldn't earn enough money to put your mother and you and anybody else involved in the kind of lifestyle he wanted to. Because he didn't cut it. He couldn't make enough. And your parents, they were concerned about it. And it was talked about occasionally that your dad married the prom queen, being your mom, and he couldn't give her the life that she had had growing up. That your mom, despite marrying a nice guy, that being your dad, kind of chose down. And your dad wasn't the kind of guy to get angry or belligerent or angry or kick back. Your dad was a good guy. He was the kind of guy that would just get sad. And so we drank a little too much. And you don't think you're picking up that ingestion? Bernard Bale is saying, wake up to that. Children know everything. They know everything. You can't lie to kids. They're too emotionally and spiritually pure to stomach the lie. The lie that we tell them as adults. Like we're fooling them when we're not. So this is the point. It is August. We're on vacation. We know how to indulge. We know how to have leisure. But maybe your whole life has suffered from that 9 months. This is why I never stop clamoring to get you to understand about what it really means to balance the autonomic nerves. And this is why the word prana, chi, you see? The word sympathetic dominant, the word shut off the stress chemicals, shut off the part of the autonomic nervous system that speeds up and has to be engaged for you to have anxiety. Learning to shut that off and to get the endorphins to flow, the love chemicals to flow, the serotonins, dopamines, all the neurotransmitters in balance, all driven by a balanced nervous system, is something you have to understand, but three-dimensionally, but in the full flavor, in bouquet and complexity and gravity that we should. Not, oh yeah, I know how to relax. Listen, I come home, turn on the TV, I kick off my shoes, I sit there, watch my favorite shows, I laugh, I have a glass of wine, I hold hands with my wife, then we take a walk. Jack, I ain't talking about that. You're delusional. We're delusional. I'm telling you something. You need to take deep. We're delusional. No, I didn't say allopathic medicine. I didn't say the doctor you see when you have a heart attack or a brain tumor or you need a knee replacement. I didn't say that to you. I said holistic medicine, natural medicine, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, Pilates instructors, yoga instructors, anybody under the dome of alternative medicine is delusional. They're all delusional. Sorry, I'm going to say it, and you're going to embrace it. And you're not going to think it's politically incorrect criticism. We're delusional. To think that we're going to address, resolve, reduce, get rid of symptomology, and produce radiance. I didn't say reduce symptomology. I said get rid of symptomology and produce radiant health. I didn't say help your rheumatoid arthritis and help your cancer and help your heart condition. I said resolve it, get rid of it, and get back to radiance. Radiance in a way where you can be redeemed for how much you've been betrayed, how much you've been ripped off, and how much you've suffered. Suffered from those abuses. We are delusional. I will tell you again, holistic medicine, alternative medicine, is delusional when it thinks that with the rubric, the fabric, the foundation, the set of exercises holistic medicine offers you, it's delusional, and so are you if you think it's going to resolve your disease. And why? Because fundamental to any of this holistic stuff is learn to relax. But the way I define it, you got to relax so you can go back into those 9 months and turn the hell you were in to the bliss you should have been in. And that was Bale's point. Gestation is anxiety. Because children in an embryological stage are receiving everything. and generally trying to survive the insanity of the mother and the father and all their illness and neurosis and so on and so forth. That's a very radical thing. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I'm telling you, get radical. It just may be we're at a point in American society, in world society, that we've replaced the human fabric with so much plastic on so many facets of what that means, that we have to bring radical paradigm to what it takes to become radiant healthy. And I suggest where we start is understanding really what it is to relax. Observe your cat and your dog. Observe dolphins. Observe animals in nature. If you do, what nature still exists. If you do, you'll see the bliss state that animals sustain through action. You'll see the bliss state that animals sustain through action and ritual and exercise. I don't mean moving. I mean the exercise of their daily life. Designed by God to live in harmony with the electromagnetic fields of the forest. And what it produces is bliss. Bliss. We really don't know bliss anymore. And you're not having bliss when you're doing your religious thing and you're stuffed with cheese and you haven't even mastered to level one what it takes to attach your body to those sacred words. To attach your body, your being, to prayer is something that demands cultivation of the body, of the being, so the word can reach deep into the soul. I don't mean soul ethereally. I mean into your spinal cord. I mean into the dural tissue. I mean into the deep pockets and glands of your brain. That's where the word has to reach for the word to really have the kind of effect that will grant you, confer to you, radiance. Now, you get on my website later and you listen to the last 20 minutes again. Actually, 17 minutes to be exact. And I just blew your mind. I know I did. Because I'm me. And this is my gift. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you've got a health concern and you want straight talk instead of the baloney that pervades, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. You know, in a sense, it's a shame that you have to use media today, you know? It used to be just word at the marketplace. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages. So, if what I'm talking about sounds different, it is. If what I'm talking about sounds too radical for you, it probably is. But if I'm touching that chord of truth that still exists in you, 714-850-1007. Now, on August 18th, which is Sunday, I'm doing a seminar. This is my... This is one of my two classes. This is a class where new people are invited. That's August 18th at 11 o'clock. It's $150. That's a lot of money. I mean, you'd have to save up for that. But if you can start to embrace concept and not rhetoric, concept and not facts, that seminar is worth 100 times that. That seminar is on the 50 laws of natural health. The 50 laws of natural health. You know what law number one is? Learn to relax. So I just delivered you law number one through the back door today. Sound interesting? Sound like the kind of stuff you should second guess? Does what I just said in the last 20 minutes sound like the kind of stuff you should doubt? Or be cynical or spectacle or skeptical about?
Right.
Should you be sitting there when I'm trying to tell you that the way out for you, the reason you haven't taken to radiance, resolved completely your health concern, is because you don't know how to relax?
What do I do to relax?
You might say.
Okay, tell me what to do.
What you have to do is take into yourself the word. You see? It's not your fault. But what we've convinced you is that health is about doing. And it isn't true. Health is about receiving. But you can't receive because your big, fat head is in the way. That's right. You are stuck on a perception of how to move your body in resonance with the earth. You're stuck on it. And your head is making you stuck. This is why animals are so flawless. They don't have that frontal lobe to get in their way. Their frontal lobe, their analytic mind, their frontal cortex, the white matter, doesn't trip them up. They just trust. They're born into flow. And they can resolve the traumas of the wild existence instantaneously. Remember the polar bear video? Those of you who listen to the show regularly? You see, God wants you to flow with the gifts he's put here. Not encase yourself in computers and saran wrap and synthetic garbage and brick, but heated brick, toxic brick, and rhubarb, meaning steel. He doesn't want you doing that. He wants you in resonance with the gifts he's given you. And what have we done? What have we done? We've done quite the opposite. So we've lost grace. The grace of God is that if your mother never wanted you, if your mother had anxiety on that level I described earlier, if your father was burdened, if you grew up in downtown Kabul, and like some of my clients, as a child saw your parents tortured and murdered, if you grew up in South Central and saw the same, if you grew up in Malibu and just stayed it in tragedy, God wants you, just at the drop of a dime, to be able to exercise that from your being. But not if you're encased in plastic. So you see, we're functioning at a deficit. And I'm asking you to embrace a concept here. Because that's all you need. You need to embrace the concept.
You don't need to be told what to do.
You see?
You don't need to do an internet search
so that you can figure out what to do to learn to relax. That's the hard way. The easy way is to drink it. You know, every time I do one of these shows, one or two people will call and go, Dr. Medici, I need to see you. I know what you're talking about. And the other 8 or 10 or 20 or 100 people are like, what the hell is this guy talking about? This is a jerk. Yeah, I know. I know. You see, when you talk radically, that's what happens. But when you watch people heal, they embrace, they receive. So whatever that means to you, let it mean something. If it even means a little bit. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. At least start at the seminar. August 18th, call, pay the dough. We'll tell you where it is. Very simple. You'll change. It's a very cost-effective way. It's why I designed classes. I'm $300 an hour to see. You don't get out of here for less than $1,500, $2,000. If you can't afford the visit, if you can't get intense supervision, come to the classes. That's $150 every 6 weeks. That's $23 a week. If you can't afford $23 a week, well, then I didn't ring your chimes. You're not understanding, and that's okay. But don't tell yourself, gee, this sounds great. I'm really on with this. I'll just listen to the radio show. I'll just skirmish the website. That's enough for me. I can't get up that 150. See, that's nonsense. That's a lie. Just say, I don't really want to heal right now. I'm not there yet. This is too radical. Even going to school to learn to receive is more than I want to commit to. But don't tell yourself you don't have the money. Please. All right? This is a breakfast at Denny's. $23 a week is nothing. You get into it. You come every 6 weeks. That school will deliver. If you apply yourself, if you receive. See, it's not acquisition of data. It's not things you got to do. It's concepts you have to embrace. The body will take care of the rest. It's the way the Lord designed it. God bless you. I will see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.